I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It was a pretty cool experience. I mean, you grow up watching football. You can't think of a better atmosphere than a snowy Lambeau Field. I thought our fans did a great job bringing a lot of energy tonight, and we certainly appreciate that. I think our guys feed off that energy, and, you know, we need that moving forward as well.
Matt LaFleur after the 24-16 win for the Green Bay Packers against the Carolina Panthers at Lambeau Field yesterday. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Steve Sparky Fivers here. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. The only show in the state with two foreign Packers, hey. Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
I got a question about something we haven't brought up yet on the show, talking about this Packers game and stuff that happened after the game. And Mike Clemens joins us now here in studio, brought to you by Potawatomi. You guys, I already know Gary's answer, so I'm going to skip Gary. Leroy, when you played for Holmgren, Lindy Infante, Mike Sherman, these guys.
Ray Rose.
There's stories coming out, and Clemens will verify this once you have your answer, of LaFleur going around the locker room talking to like each guy and thanking them for what they did in the game and all this other stuff. And apparently this is happening after every game, one way or the win or loss. He's going around and doing this. I didn't hear this about McCarthy necessarily. Is this something that was common when you were playing for head coaches?
Absolutely.
After every game, they come around?
Absolutely. I've always seen my coaches in the locker room. Coach Bobby Bowden wouldn't leave till the last guy was thanked, including the trainer. He just appreciated it. Because he said, I know I get all the headlines. I get all the wins and losses, but I appreciate you guys. That's why I went to Florida State. But Mike Holmgren would sit next to you, especially if you had a good game. If you didn't, he'll stand in front of you. But if he's sitting next to you, the other guy's trying to get dressed. Yeah, that was a good game, wasn't it? Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you. Appreciate that. I say, are you getting an extension or something while you're down here? Well, I just like to connect with my guys. It's my first year being a head coach. I'm thinking that this is the way I want to do. I want to connect with my players. I thought it was like, and the pros wouldn't do this. But Lindy Infante would meet you to your car. Like, I'm like, okay, we're leaving. Well, that's cool.
Walking thought you messed up or car. Something.
Butler, I'm looking for you. I said, what's up, coach? Man, that was a great game, man. Open the door and get in the car. Gary, I had that 300 Nissan T-top.
Your quiet one.
Yeah, he's sitting there. We talked about the game. I said, this is – maybe it's just me because I'm like, not only am I the best-looking Packer, but maybe it was just me.
Yep.
Talked to everybody, shook their hand. I said, this is amazing. Now, I later learned that a lot of guys at other teams, like, didn't get that kind of stuff. But I was fortunate my coaches did it. But Holmgren did it to another level, the way I really appreciated that, especially after a tough loss. You know the one time he did it, Steve? When we got beat from your team.
Colts?
Yeah.
You see the Colts loss to the horrible Dolphins over the weekend?
They're about to win three straight.
Hoyer threw three terrible picks in that game.
I had Pascal.
Vinny Terry's about to get cut.
Well, don't give me heartburn, Steve. But after that game, come over. He got this. You know, Mike had that big mustache.
He's always smiling. Had food in it.
Because I think he kind of knew that this would, you know, I need to find out if my guys are hurting. I need to go let them know that I'm hurting too.
Well, on the surface, it sounds like the coach is, like you say, sucking up to players. But really, at the end of the day.
No, he was saying me.
Leroy's
me,
sucking me, up me. To everybody.
Yeah, but you know how I do that, Steve.
Yeah.
No.
Which is good. Another olive.
No, when people hear this, they think, well, really? I mean, he's the coach. Shouldn't he be the strict disciplinarian and you know, put some distance to be objective with your players? Mm-hmm. No, when you get to the NFL, and it's like LaFleur even admitted to, I think it was today, it's like, these people are putting their bodies on the line for me. And if they're not out there and available, I'm not going to have a job. We're going to lose. And there were times that I saw McCarthy hug Aaron Rodgers because if I was the first one in the locker room, I mean, Aaron Rodgers was saving his bacon, man, and putting his body on the line. And you could see that McCarthy was, I mean, Rodgers was still sweating with pads on. He hadn't taken a thing off. McCarthy still got frostbite on his face, and he's looking at him. He's basically debriefing him, probably before he has to go out and talk to the media. And then he's giving him a hug. That's like 3-4 years ago, not any time recently, right? But you saw that. And I saw one coach that I'd never seen do this before. This was in public during team warmups on the field, visiting the team, New York Jets, and the head coach was going to each and every 53 man's on that field doing their leg lifts and stuff to talk to them, to talk down to them, to pat them, touch the back of their head and all that. And that was Rex Ryan.
And that dude connected with his players very well.
Buddy Ryan's kid.
Yep. Totally different from what is possible. I saw Doug Peterson after the playoff loss this past year. Yep. He met every player in the tunnel before they got into the locker room, and they caught him on camera right away, and he's going through, giving a hug, and you could tell, I mean, the tears are coming down his eyes or whatever. Because I think we forget about this. This is one of the only professions where it's not only your performance that keeps your job security. It's 53 other dudes that they're the reason why you hold your job.
And I think every once in a while, even though they're going to decide whether you're going to be cut or get a contract or whatever, every once in a while the general manager comes in and looks at a guy who's struggling with injuries and come up to him like a Ron Wolf or a Ted Thompson would go to a player and say, you know, how's it going? We appreciate what you're doing. Hang in there. I saw Mark Murphy walk up to a player who's had a history of injuries and talk to him in his locker during training camp. Like, you know, hang in there. It's going to be okay. You know, we're looking out for you. Don't worry about it. You know, you're going to have a fair shot here.
When I got back from the honor flight, I know it's Veterans Day, and we appreciate the service of our service members, men, women. I mean, we appreciate it. If it wasn't
today
for
on
you
Veterans
guys,
Day,
yeah, if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't even have this show. But first person we got back from the honor flight that, I think it was late, like 8 o'clock, bad weather on a Saturday, was Mark Murphy. His first guy at the airport.
Yeah,
I'm shaking people's hands. Hey, what are you doing here?
Yeah,
like the president of the Packers. Because it was in Green Bay. Yeah. And the Bucks and the Brewers, really appreciate what they've done for veterans as well, because they provided some players. And they left out of Milwaukee. And it's a lot of video up. So I just think that sometimes we lose sight of how important, and this should be every year, but since it's a holiday, we acknowledge it. But I like to acknowledge these guys every day. Matter of fact, at 5 o'clock, only veterans can call in. Can we get that done?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's a good
only
one.
Veterans.
I like that rule.
Yeah, just give them a lane, their own lane. They can say what you want to say. We got your back.
Our Green and Gold Insider, Mike Clemens, joining us here in the studio.
Oh, he's a Green and Gold Insider?
Green and Gold Insider reporter. The dude is up there. He knows everything.
Embedded.
He knows where all the bodies are buried.
We don't let him come back here until, like, February.
Mike, as a huge Packer fan that I grew up and love that team and love that atmosphere, yesterday felt like December football in November. It felt like Lambeau weather, and it felt like a little bit of mystique that's finally coming back for the Green and Gold and a big win up at Lambeau in the snow.
Yeah, I kind of joked with LaFleur after the game and said, man, you got tundra before even Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got the full effect with the snow coming in and the feel of it and, you know, the home field advantage, a little bit of the mystique there, okay? And he said, yeah, it was great. And it's great that, you know, some of our first-year players here in Green Bay, they got exposed to that, and we're going to need that momentum if we got, you know, the game's getting
That's
more
funny,
important as you go.
We were watching the game at the Mecca sports bar, and I was saying, I bet you right now he's going, why in the world did I take this job? I could have been in Tennessee. I'm getting with all this crap down there. Now I'm stuck here.
And I'm wearing
and we
a
just
hat.
Just got in November, and I'm getting snowed
next
on.
Next time I'm wearing a hat. I'm not
in a
wearing
snow
a baseball
globe
cap.
Game. Right. Crazy. Yeah,
to a game like that. I raised a question with Rodgers right after the game because they started out the game, Aaron Rodgers under center, hands off to Aaron Jones to the right-hand side, +9. Then he goes pass. They get a false start from Jimmy Graham. False start at home. Then another pass, and what? Punt. And they had some bad punts again yesterday. They got it going. They kept on going with the pass. And, of course, they were taking advantage of a depleted secondary for Ron Rivera and the Carolina Panthers. James Bradbury is their starting corner. He was out of the game. He was inactive with a groin injury. Dante Jackson, he left the game with a leg injury. Ross Cockrell was 47. I didn't know if he was a linebacker or what. He's like a backup. They moved him into corner, and he'd have to either cover Aaron Jones if he was out there in the space, or Davante Adams. That wasn't a good matchup. And then they had a kid out there, Luke Cole, 32. He was a safety. He was promoted to the active 53 on Saturday from the practice squad.
Wow.
That's how, you know, and so I'm just, okay, now I get it. I mean, the Packers know this. LaFleur knows this. Nathaniel Hackett knows this. Aaron Rodgers knows this. Let's pass now, man. Let's challenge these newbies that are out there running around, you know, because they didn't know they were going to be even playing this game. So that's why it was pass. Get the points up on the scoreboard. Come back in the second half. Brilliant that they scored on that opening drive, that they turned it around and got that score in. And then what did they do? They clocked the game, and then they pounded the rock in the second half in the snow and all that. I love, though, those misdirection plays that they, when they got into the red zone after pass, they got into the red zone, and then they used that triple fake. Now, that's what you're going to see tonight when you watch the 49ers, because Shanahan's got those dudes doing it better than anybody. He's got it better than McVay ever had it going last year when the Rams were white hot. And this is the stuff we saw that LaFleur was adamant about with Rodgers, even to the point, too, when Rodgers would be under center, OTAs, minicamp, that he comes back, he makes the first fake, and then, Gary, he turns all the way around as a quarterback, and he hunches over. He bends his head down so that you can't tell if he's still got the ball for an end reverse or if he's just carried empty hands because he's already handed off the ball. But he was making Aaron Rodgers complete the fake in a new way that Rodgers had never done before. But that's all out the window when Aaron's standing back there looking like a McCarthy, you know, shotgun.
Hanging out in the shotgun.
Pistol, you know, handoff, that kind of stuff. Although they used the misdirection when they got into the red zone and it worked because they, you know, Aaron Jones got 3 touchdowns last night. So it goes back and forth. That's why I think they were doing some of the things that they were doing last night with the depleted secondary that the Carolina Panthers come in. Now, I'm the one that said, you know, there's times where you look at this Packers team and say, these guys easily could be 5-4.
Sure.
They got a great penalty call when they were playing the Lions on Monday Night Football at home at Lambeau Field.
Them.
They play the Chiefs, no Patrick Mahomes. No Chris Jones on the defensive line who was blowing up people
or
yesterday.
Or Frank Clark, yeah.
$100
million
or Frank
man.
Clark, or your left tackle when you're down in Kansas City, okay? So week after week, it's like, yeah, but this was, you know, or Derek Carr's number one receiver was missing when the Raiders came to town. And then the Raiders, you know, put on a pretty good show against the Chargers the other night at home at Oakland. On the other hand, I also thought about this. Even though the Packers have got 22, 23 players on the injured list last week, these guys are still sucking up and playing for each other. They're playing through their injuries. And you got Jair Alexander, who has some kind of a groin thing on Friday. They put him down as questionable. He's out there last night.
Well, they put down as doubtful on Friday, play every week, Mike.
That too.
Injury reports.
That
too.
But what I'm just saying is I'll give these 2019 Packer players, because your responsibility as players is to make yourself available. And it's whatever
availability is the best ability.
Whatever you did in the offseason, whatever you're doing week to week, and you know when the Packers have been riddled with injuries and guys that are inactive and can't play or go on the IR, what has Packer fans said? Well, you know, fire the training specialist, right? Fire the weight coach, fire the head coach. Well, they did all that. They've got a new weight training specialist and conditioning specialist in Chris Grizzy, the former linebacker. They got a new head coach. They got new position coaches. And right now, it's like Bakhtiari said on your show a couple weeks ago, I have never felt this good week 7 into a season.
They're so healthy.
7 years of doing this.
And they've definitely been aided in that sense. But then, as well, you also rattle off 4 straight wins without Davante Adams. And the ability to get wins when you needed them despite how you have to get the win and what conditions you're going after. I think one part of this last night's game, Mike, that was crucial was the ability to put the stinker behind you and establish again a multitude of different ways to beat somebody.
Like you said, your real identity.
Get back to your identity of we're going to beat what you don't do well.
And Carolina, though, countered with, wow, did you see what the Chargers did to Billy Taylor? And Bulaga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they attacked the right side of that offensive line, that's for sure.
And that's where some of the pressure was coming in on Rodgers.
There was one really, really nice, and this is offensive line geek from me, Elgton Jenkins and David Bakhtiari working so well on Mario Addison on the far side. They stunted late and Elgton Jenkins was just in David's hip pocket, takes Addison from the inside move, and Bakhtiari just pancaked the D tackle coming around
to
the outside.
But, you know, there's a couple times now where Bakhtiari is missing.
Has gotten blown up, yeah.
He used to be just perfect. No one could get around him. And then he gets a hand-to-face penalty, and he hasn't been on the injury report. I'm just wondering if he's had more penalties now than ever before. He never had penalties before, but they're calling him for hand-to-face. They're calling him for holding. How much has that messed up his technique? How much has that got him thinking, like, I don't want to get my team hit with another 5 or 10 yard penalty? And so, therefore, sometimes he's losing the battle at left tackle.
Along with that, when they put themselves in better positions, when you have the 1-2 punch that they do right now with Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones, you guys could tell me this better than anybody else. I know Leroy's team had a good 1-2 punch. I haven't seen a 1-2 punch like they have right now since I've been watching Packer football, because that goes back to Amon Green, that's Ryan Grant, maybe James Starks. These guys blow those dudes out of the water.
I don't think they've really had anybody like Aaron Jones, per se, either. Amon Green was power and speed, so that's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Aaron Jones isn't power and speed, right, Gary?
You'd and don't say forget Amon he had William Henderson. Amon had William Henderson as a lead blocker, as a true fullback.
Right, but Amon Green, it was him and Priest Holmes did everything for a good 2, 3, 4 years in the NFL. They were the two main guys doing everything. And Mike Sherman believed in running the football with Kevin Berry out there as the extra offensive lineman, all that stuff. So that was a little bit different of a time. Bennett and Dorsey Levinson, neither one of those guys were speedsters. I mean, they were both solid running backs, but they weren't speedsters. I don't know, Brockington and Lane? I don't even know
that's a good comparison.
Is that it?
Back in 72.
I think that might be the closest comparison that I got. I don't know. Gary might have something better.
Yeah, he might be right.
Yeah. Let's see. Did you see Jay Sternberger out there?
Yeah, I saw
LaFleur likes him.
Running around a little bit, Mike.
See, now.
Did you see him running around, Mike, or no?
LaFleur said in the presser he played well.
I did, and I think he ended up having like 17 to 20 snaps or something.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So here's the deal. Talking to him when he arrived in Green Bay, and he'd only had really one full year of, you know, college football. And, I mean, even Gutekunst was hinting, this is a project. But, you know, we really like his hands and what he does over the middle. You know, we'll redshirt him. And then I see him get blown up during the joint practices against the Texans. And I talked to the kid and said, boy, he's really young. I mean, he's really young. And that's another reason why when they think ahead, they got Jimmy Graham, they got Mercedes, okay, Tanyan in his second year and all that. But last night, he's off the IR, and they threw him in there. And I don't think he got anything targeted.
Well, the same with Ibrahim Campbell.
But this 87 was out there blocking, man. You know, I mean, I saw he was making a lot of plays.
That was a knock on him coming out that he wasn't going to block.
Game, right.
He didn't want to block.
No, he looks like a receiver. He doesn't look like a tight end.
Well, he just didn't want to block in college, period. Like that, he is not something he wanted to do.
That he's a hands guy, whatever. That's another one that you just mentioned. Ibrahim Campbell. This guy just came off an ACL. It's his first game back. And LaFleur said today he had 40 snaps, 15 on special teams.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. You line up in a 3-4 and you put your big guys last night to deal with Christian McCaffrey, because like we're not going to let McCaffrey run. We're going to plug that up and we'll force the kid, 23-year-old Kyle Allen, the quarterback, to throw the football, kind of like what they did with Trubisky week one. Although Allen looks much better, doesn't he?
Yeah, showed up a lot more than Mitch Trubisky did in that sense.
Stands tall in the pocket, quick, the ball comes out, and he's alert, and he's looking around nice. And guess what? He's running Norv's offense, unlike, you know, Cam Newton, who's just trying to be, you know, superstar, and I'll run the ball and get myself killed and
My favorite part about Kyle Allen is, and we got to get to the top of the hour here, but he was the dude that in high school, he was the number one player coming out of high school. And never really lived up to it in college.
Yeah.
Gary, we talk about this with top players, right? Where it's always when people would say, you should have seen this dude in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You got to see that dude from high school. Just went out and played hard, played fun, fun.
So the story with this Campbell is this. Everybody's been looking about, what are they going to do and get some help for Blake Martinez? This is apparently the help, because they pulled out Oren Burks, you know. And this guy gets as many as 40 snaps.
Now, Oren Burks gets 4.
Campbell is really smart. When you talk to him, you can see why what the coaches are talking about. There was a couple times, though, I saw him run out there like late personnel change, right? And then he'd have to go up to Martinez, which is quite okay to do because Martinez knows what everything's supposed to be.
He's the QB, right?
But yeah, but he would run up to him and say, what am I doing? What am I? And then, you know, he'd point to him and then he'd, you know, shuffle over there and then ball would be snapped and he'd try to make a play. But he ended up having like 6 or 7 tackles last night. He got a forced fumble and he's out there on special teams. I mean, this guy's off IR, off an ACL.
11 months.
It happened in a slippery conditions like last night against the Cardinals game, the one where McCarthy got fired after the game. But he's back in there, and this is it, man. They want this. And so what's so interesting is this, is that you're 8-2, and you're bringing along these kinds of guys into the program to get ready for December football. I mean, that's brilliant.
Well,
we're winning the game and still training at the same time.
If Sternberger is able to develop into any type of receiving threat down the middle of the field, by the time they get to the playoffs, that's a huge bonus pop, Gary.
Well, it helps out the tight end position because Tanyan still's not back with this hip injury.
No doubt.
And so they need something with some speed or whatever, you know, to go along with Jimmy Graham and Mercedes Lewis to help with that tight end position. So they're going to throw this rookie in there and see what he can do.
A little bit of news, and since we have Mike Clemens in here, I'll read it right now. The Green Bay Packers announcing the super sub, Zeke Bradkowski, passing away today at the age of 88. Yeah. A 3-time Super Bowl champion backup quarterback with the Green Bay Packers.
All those years through the Lombardi years, and then a long-time quarterbacks coach in the NFL.
Very, very good quarterbacks coach.
That's Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold reporter. Thanks, Mike.
You bet, boy.
He's brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino, gaming, casino, whatever you want, spa. It's all at paysbig.com. Stevie, Wendy's.
Wendy's. Oh, that's the place you want to go. They always got a fun, delicious food.
Thanks for Wendy's coming in and supplying our party for Anthony Mandela's last day.
I heard. Mm-hmm. I heard Sheila brought a bunch of food in for you guys.
Oh, it was fun. It was
right?
Really
she
fun.
Had some chili, right?
Yep.
Had some nuggets.
Some spicy nugs.
Yeah, and I'm guessing Anthony Mandela loved every single moment of it.
Oh, yeah. He cleaned it up pretty
well. Yeah,
he was
pretty happy. Hey, 2 for $5. They got another great deal going on at Wendy's right now. 2 faves for just $5. Choose from the 10-piece spicy or crispy nugs, a Dave single, or a spicy chicken sandwich. Wendy's 2 for $5. That's a win-win. We got you. Spicy nuggets are available for a limited time only.
It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM. The Fan, your only place to react with 2 former Green Bay Packers after a Packers win is right here on The Fan. Ryan Wood, our insider, comes up in 30 minutes on 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.